Hi, and welcome to Photo Talk, a place for answers to your photography questions. I'm your host, Anthony Feliciano. Email your questions to phototalkpodcast@gmail.com.
And now, get ready for another episode of Photo Talk.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Photo Talk. Today, we're talking to Jim Epps, CEO of Photo Marketing Association, also known as PMA, and PMA's Operation Officer, Melissa Aldridge. I appreciate you coming on to the Photo Talk podcast. Now, Jim and Melissa are the behind-the-scenes people who are bringing the big photo show to the LA Convention Center starting May 17th and 18th. And Jim, if you don't mind starting first, how did the idea of the big photo show start?
The big photo show really was created out of our strategic planning committee process a couple years ago. And we had a number of the imaging leaders in the room, and we identified a need for an event like big photo show for photo enthusiasts that retailers and suppliers, manufacturers can participate in. So that's where it really was generated. And we did know the success of our show in Australia that we were doing on an annual basis, where of the 3 days that the trade show existed, the 2 days were used for consumers to be allowed to come on to the floor. And I mean, we just had tens of thousands of these consumers. We didn't identify them as
Great, great. And by the way, what was the reaction of the vendors and exhibitors to last year's show?
Oh, that was just phenomenal. I walked around and talked to each exhibitor, and they were just like, wow. We didn't have a chance to go to lunch. We didn't have time to take a break, but they loved it. They said they never had a show like this before. Mm. And to me, it was just a really
Yeah, that's good news. Great. And then a question for Melissa. On the second year of the big photo show, right, what can attendees find or expect to find at the show? Sounds good. Now, I understand there's a photo contest on the website as well. Can you tell us about that? Great. Now, the attendance-wise, I know you had some big numbers last year. Do you expect about the same?
Yeah, the attendance was over 16,000 last year, and currently we already have over 3,000 registered for the show. Last year we kept 3,000 until 2 weeks before the event. So, you know, we got another I'd be extremely disappointed if we didn't have over 20,000.
Wow, 20,000. That's great. Now, either one of you can answer. This is a show for prosumers, amateurs, intermediate, semi-pro, professionals. All of them, yeah. So,
really for photo enthusiasts of all levels. I would say that a lot of the education that's going to be taking place on the show floor in those theaters is going to be for the, beginners to advanced amateurs. But last year we saw a really high number of professionals. A lot of people that were semi-pros and really looking to improve from there had great opportunities to meet up with the manufacturer reps and a lot of our educators, professional photographers that we had on the stages, really talk through things, learn a ton more on how they can improve and grow and actually go into business. So I expect that, again, we'll see a nice range of people, different skill levels.
Yeah.
Let me share with you some of the demographics and then the attendance last year.
That's good. That's good news. Now, what about the classes? I know you have a number of classes scheduled. What would be interesting or popular for that demographics of people? You think the posing, portrait lighting, and so on? Can go over again. It's May 17th and 18th, and the hours are 10 to 6?
10 to 6 both days.
Okay, 10 to 6 both days, and it's at the LA Convention Center, which was the last event, right? In the same location?
Same location, but we also went to a different hall. We doubled our space. So now we're in the convention center, and we have lots of room, and then Melissa mentioned that
Yeah, well, that's good news. Standing room only for the education classes. Now, which one do you think are the most popular of those classes? So people can understand and get there early.
Honestly, I think they were all packed. Everybody has a different need.
Yeah, of course that helps. Also, how many exhibitors are there this year?
Well, we're expecting that we'll have 100 companies or more represented on the show floor.
Wow.
Right now, we have a good number of the major manufacturers. We've got Sony and Sigma, Tamron, Panasonic, Fuji, and just a whole host more. You know, I could be listing them off for much longer than we have.
Uh-huh. Right, good, great. Are there any surprises that we don't know about yet that you can share, or a clue or a hint?
I think what we did last year was a home run, but you were going to see more activity than what we had last year.
Okay.
I can't just say what's going to be that great for your listener, but I tell you, you won't be disappointed. Okay.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, what is the range of exhibitors and vendors there? You have everything from software to hardware, camera, lenses, and of course, camera companies, correct?
Right.
Right. Well, that's good. And I'm sure everyone who visits will come away with something valuable invested in their time there. Here's a general question, Justin, because you guys are in the pulse of things. Why do you think this is so popular? People with photography, even though the economy has its ups and downs, they're still very passionate about it. What's your thoughts on that? Right.
So this is something that will continue on in our lifetime and into the future. There always will be this need for how to remind ourselves of someone that we cherish or something that we lived through or some place that we visited. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing better than to have a hard copy in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you said that real well, because I think that's part of the thought process of people who justify what they're doing with the need and passion for photography, just like you said, capturing the moment, and how do we get better at it? And that's all part of the evolution and learning process. So yeah, I appreciate that. Now, you have other future plans for these types of shows, don't you, Jim?
Yeah, we're having a big photo show in Chicago at the Donald Stevens Convention Center. I always want to say Rosemont Convention Center because that's where I used to go. But this is in Rosemont, Illinois, right next to O'Hare Airport. Mm-hmm. And the dates are September 27th and 28th, Saturday, Sunday again.
Okay.
And
to think of all those places logistically, that must be challenging, putting it together. Okay, well, I do appreciate all the answers to the big photo show coming up at the LA Convention Center, again, starting May 17th and 18th, and it's from 10 to 6 on both days, and there is a photo contest, so for those of you listening who want to enter, just go to bigphotoshow.com. Is that correct, Melissa?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and for information on tickets and so on, and I know there's a difference in price depending on when you do purchase.
Yep, you can go to thebigphotoshow.com as well and click on the Go tab. It'll take you right to information about the event. You can follow the link right now through the end of this month. We are doing early bird discounted tickets. You can get in for $10 starting April 1st. The regular ticket price of $25 will go into effect. So save yourself the money, go ahead and buy your tickets now, and we look forward to seeing you May 17th and 18th.
Right, and there's plenty of parking, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a big place and well-known. It's off, I believe, on Figueroa Street for those of you who are in the L.A. area. And as you heard, Jim, there'll be other big photo shows coming to areas near you, so that's exciting news. And I want to thank Jim Epps, CEO of Photo Marketing Association, and PMA's Operation Officer, Melissa Aldridge, for their time on the podcast. So, Jim and Melissa, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. We'll see you soon at the Big Photo Show.
Don't forget to download episodes of Photo Talk from this site or from the iTunes podcast to your phone or computer. Keep up with all the Photo Talk episodes by clicking on the Followers button. And of course, your comments are always welcome. Thank you for your time. This time, until next time, so long.